What is the Alliance of Throne and Altar?
So the Alliance of Throne and Altar refers to the, back in the day, it referred to how intellectuals, the government would basically employ court intellectuals to justify their interventions to the public. So the king would basically make a certain church established. This is the state church. People must support the state church. You must, you know, listen to the priest, etc. And that would, of course, the king would give money to the priest to build a nice church. The priest would have the king's awe, you know, the king's ear. The priest would live a good life. And in turn, the priest would say, the king is divine. You have to listen to the king. You have to fight for the king. You have to pay taxes for the king. If you're conscripted, you have to go out and fight for the king in some foreign war, etc. So it was this alliance between the throne of government and the altar, right? So the religious groups, which at the time are really the only intellectuals. And this has continued into the modern era, because nowadays, although there's not an explicit religious element in intellectuals, and there is a separation of church and state, it's court intellectuals are basically academics employed by the government in state universities, etc., because governments give them cushy jobs, or sinecures as they're called. And in turn, those intellectuals justify the government. So they say, oh, you have to pay taxes, you have to wear a face mask, you have to adhere to this regulation, all of this is good. It might not, you know, it's not because God said so, but it's because it's promoting the welfare of the public, etc. And in return, those universities will get cushy research grants and government subsidies, and those intellectuals will get nice jobs and so on and so forth. So the alliance refers to the connection between the government and intellectuals.